Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zillack and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're going to have to hang on for a minute, Zoll, and
hang
off the big T's. I got to go to the phones over here for a moment.
Who's on the phone?
Well, he plays for the Patriots. Joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is Chase Winovich. Chase
Hope
is
Tuesday.
Calling in. He's calling in for New England Dairy Patriots game day, because every day is game day. When you add dairy to your day, it helps you sustain energy and fuel performance across all four quarters of the day. Real life needs real dairy. Happy Milk Tuesday, Chase Winovich. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
it
was great hanging out with Mr. and Mrs. Pete Winovich on the beach, and Dana, your alternative mental life coach.
Yeah, that's awesome. You had a good time?
What? Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, your dad's awesome,
dude. Yeah, but you're back
explain
up?
That. You what? Can't just say that and then not explain it, so.
So I'm sitting there on the beach with Capello and Fred Kirsch. And Fred Kirsch is putting the white stuff on his nose. I mean, you know, like that what do they call that stuff, Artie? Like
zinc oxide?
Zinc?
Yeah, like he's some hot lifeguard. I'm like, Fred, you're not like some hot lifeguard. But this guy comes up, shakes my hand, goes, hey, so what's up, man? Pete Winovich. And we start talking Western PA, you know, JV football and basketball and Bill Chirpak stuff, and he goes, hey, Chase's alternative life coach is over there. Her name's Dana. She teaches yoga in Pittsburgh. Just when you're leaving, go up and say, hey, wait a minute, Dana. I know you. I took one of your yoga classes when I was in Pittsburgh a couple years ago, and I did that. And you should have seen the face on her and Chase's mother, who still has the convertible. We were talking about that, too. She loves it.
Wait. So did you mess with Dana and do that?
Yeah, I messed with Dana. Then she saw me in a hotel later, goes, what? You son of a bitch, you.
What does that mean, alternative life coach?
Yes, please, Chase.
Alternative universe. Chase, explain what Dana does.
What does that mean?
First off, I'd like to say Dana is a huge fan of the show. She always gives me comments on my episodes here, or just like my time and experiences on this show. She's a big fan.
She gives you notes afterward. Like, you know,
she gives him a breakdown. She told me that.
Yeah, things that went well, things you could improve on for next time.
Yeah, good feedback. But I wouldn't really describe her in the same context. I think she just is. I always refer to her as, like, you know, she's kind of like a godmother, where, you know, in the Serbian culture, we have a kum and a kuma, which is a female version of like your godparent, essentially. So they're not technically related by blood, but these things are, you know, you have a connection beyond just a friend. They're essentially family.
She's a kum or the kuma?
She's a kuma.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a kuma. But yeah, that would be like the godmother type role. Wow. In culture. But yeah, no, she's wicked smart. Wicked smart. She understands like just the body and obviously like yoga and just like meditation and these things. It's like, just from a American culture point of view, I'd say we aren't really like that well versed in. And so it's always helpful to have people like that in your corner that you can consult on in terms of just like, I don't know, understanding those sorts of techniques and aspects. And as someone that is always trying to learn, like myself, it's good to have people that are great teachers in your life, and she certainly is. So,
well, it's fantastic. Did she give you any feedback after meeting Scott Zolak? Does she have anything to say about Zoe?
No, she actually didn't have anything to say about Zoe. We didn't go too much into the interaction with Zoe, except that they're big fans. They said Zoe was pretty cool. So
nice.
Don't know what
talking about. Dad was glad we didn't get too much of the football stuff. He goes, you guys do a good job with him. I go, well, you know, he's really can't tell us much to begin with. He goes, yeah, I think that's part of the problem.
Not allowed to say anything.
Wait, you're saying my dad isn't allowed to say anything?
No, you.
You're not allowed to say anything.
He goes, you guys don't really hold him to the fire. Hold him to the fire and the football stuff. You know?
He's appreciative of the fact that we'd sit here and talk, you know, UFOs and aliens with you.
Which we love, yeah.
All right, let's try. As an example, we'll try the football thing. Hey, what's the game plan to get after Josh Allen on Saturday, Chase?
Exactly. That's the thing. It's like I can't really jump into these categories because and you know how it is.
You play for the Patriots. We get it.
Yeah, can't say anything.
That's not a useless football interview. What are you,
not
crazy?
Something that guys typically do here. How about this, though? Let me ask you this, because I think this is something you can answer, and it's sort of football related. But what's sort of the outlook when the regular season comes to an end and the playoffs begin? Is that a feeling of transitioning to a new period in time, like it's a new season?
Yeah, I'm under the impression that obviously you never want to just like flip a switch necessarily, but I think that and obviously my playoff experience is relatively limited, but just from like a general feeling standpoint, I'd say you never want to be in a position, like I said, where you have to like flip a switch to all of a sudden, you know, start ramping things up and getting it going. But at the same time, it's like there's in the back of your mind, it's like, for example, last year, it's like knowing that the Jets game was my last game. It's like, okay, you can obviously, make sure that you're laying it all on the line. It's like, you know, you're not really saving anything for anything. It's like playoffs, it's do or die. It's you win in advance or, you know, you go home. And so there's obviously a lot riding on it. And I look forward to the challenge. I think that life, you know, is oftentimes, especially when you're working towards something, you make a lot of sacrifices in the now for future opportunities. And the past year, you know, it collectively as a team, we've been working really hard for this opportunity, and what we do with it is up to us. So, you know, it feels good to have that opportunity, and I'm really thankful to be a part of this chance. So I'm excited for this weekend. It's a big game.
Chase, is it fair to say that, you know, it's the third time you played this team in a 7-week span, that on a short week, you know, you play late on Sunday, you had to travel back, we didn't get back till early in the morning Monday night, and then you got to turn around and get out of town on Friday, that, hey, at least we got a division opponent that we've studied, we know before, as opposed to, you know, sort of inundating yourself with a brand new Cincinnati team that you've never seen before? Does it make the prep easier during the week?
I'd say there's something to be said for that sort of familiarity, but it works both ways too. Yeah. You know, it's like they've also played us. So, you know, people jump into all sorts of, okay, you have home field advantage, you have this or that, you have momentum. It's like at the end of the day, it's like, I think after this weekend, we'll see how much those play a factor. But at the end of the day, I try to bring things back to what I can control. And that is like my technique and my fundamentals and just like knowing what I need to do to execute on the assignment that's being asked of me. Regardless of the opponent, it's like, you know, it's up to me to bridge that gap. So is it a little easier to say, okay, I've gone against this player, this is the way that player likes to play? Yeah, sure, it can make it easier in that sense. But, like I said, it works both ways, though, because like they could probably say the same thing about me or about us. So all that stuff, it comes down to, playing to win and coming to try to win and just laying it all out there and giving it the best that we can just every day this week, because, you know, every day matters. And it's going to be a heck of a game.
How was your technique affected by the bird that crapped on your arm before the game in Miami? I'm pretty sure I saw a photo.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was crazy. So I was laying on the beach, and I was just looking over some notes, talking with my family, and I guess a giant eagle or a snowy owl perhaps was flying overhead.
Could have been a seagull.
That was a hell pigeon. Yeah. Seagull pigeon.
I don't think so. I don't think it was a little pigeon. I think it was more like an eagle or a hawk or something along those lines.
Condor.
some kind of a majestic bird in flight. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. And so it just crapped took a giant crap literally out of the sky, out of the heavens, and the wind just picked up and splatted it right on my bicep because my hands were behind
that's
my
good
head.
Luck, you know.
That's good luck.
Well, that's what it, that's what you asked. I was looking for the photo. Did you delete the photo off your feed?
No, I didn't delete it. It was on my story. So
oh, it was on your story. Expires, that's why. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I could send it to you.
Not fine. I saw it once. I'm just curious. Like, did you immediately know what it was? Was it warm? What was the consistency?
I felt it hit me, and I looked at my arm, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, I guess you see, like, bird crap splattered on windows, and it's, like, small. Like, this thing was, like, I mean, it had a full meal. I don't know what it was eating.
Why does it turn white on the windows?
It was a direct hit. Like, let's put it that way. At least it wasn't, like, in the face, I suppose. I don't know if that would have been more luck or less, but, so it hit me, and everyone was like, oh, that's really good luck. So I threw a pull out on my Instagram. I said, you know, what is the deal with this? And I think most people said it was deemed good luck in their eyes. So, I don't know what that means, when I'm going to be the recipient of all that luck, but I'd say overall I'm pretty blessed with my health, my family, my friends, I'd say I'm pretty blessed. So I'd say maybe it confirmed that luck or,
more good luck coming. More.
I guess. I'm hoping for that at least, but that was my first time ever getting blasted by bird poop. So,
congrats!
Wow. Have you guys ever had that happen before?
I remember having it happen once as a kid.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's that makes sense that we were all brought together. Like that's the thing that unites.
Uh oh,
we lose
him. No, we may have lost you. No, Chase, no. You there?
Hello?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, we've got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That is the thing that unites us.
Well, yeah, Chase, that's our common bond.
Good luck Saturday night. Good luck to you and your teammates in the playoff game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thanks, Chase. See you, Chase. Good luck.
Chase Winovich, Patriots linebacker on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We'll get a check of the headlines here with Hardy. We'll get back into the conversation on the Patriots. We'll get to that Hall of Fame ballot coming up. And most importantly, we'll find out what the stain is on Zoe's shirt.
It's right there.